Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on asking for what you want. And we started early in the week with the idea of not assuming that someone knows exactly what you want. So therefore, you really need to tell people or ask people specifically for what you're looking for. We got into setting expectations that week. So we suggested if you're managing people, you're going to have expectations for them. Do you communicate those expectations and ask them for what you want of them? Do you pick your spots? And by picking your spots, accepting responsibility and being reasonable. Be reasonable in what you ask for. Make sure it's fair and make sure you've earned it. And make sure you're asking the right person for what it is that you want. Right? Can that person deliver what it is that you're looking for? And if not, find the person that can and state your request there. Be persistent. Rarely do you get the big things get done without some kind of persistence. So if it's a big raise you're looking for, maybe it means coming back multiple times. And the answer is not never. It's just not now sometimes. So staying on it. And being okay with rejection. Right? You have to know where you stand. Sometimes it takes a little rejection to figure out how far you can push things and what you can actually get. And so that gets us to where we are today. And so in the end, what I'm suggesting here is that you don't settle. That you ask for what you want. Right? And the question you have to ask yourselves, are you settling for something less? Because over time, if you're settling, resentment starts to set in. So I can give you an example. Let's say your spouse doesn't pick up after himself, and you've never asked him to. You just do it because you want to avoid conflict. What's going to happen over time is you're going to start to resent him, and that's going to create barriers, and there are going to be problems in the relationship. So the point is if it's something that you think is important, or even if it's not that important but it really bothers you, stop settling. If you first ask for what you want, if you get a refusal, then you can make the determination. But don't just settle without first asking for what you want. And then the other thing I should include here is just the idea of being nice. If you're asking someone for what you want, if you're nice, people are more apt to help you. And if they like you, they have a greater willingness to help. So use this to your advantage. If you do the right thing by people, they will reciprocate because in life, what goes around comes around. So that we know life is short. And in the end, if you don't ask for what you want, you're not going to get your fair share of life's rewards. So what I'd like you to do for today and for this weekend is look across the various aspects of your life and ask yourself if you feel or do you feel like you're getting what you are entitled to in each area? Decide on what's missing and go out and ask for it. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com and just ask that they subscribe. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, as we suggested, start thinking about what you want to ask for. Look across those aspects of your life, decide what you think you're entitled to, and go after it.